but said that when we walk upon Mother Earth, we always plant our feet very carefully because we know the faces of our future generations are looking up at us from beneath the ground, and we never forget them. And I think that we were looking up at our ancestors.
Yes.
And whether those ancestors were Rumi, as you just discussed, or whether it was Pythagoras, or whether it was Shelley, or Keats, or Yeats, or Martin Luther King Jr., or whomever, that all of these people had a very strong sense of passion. And it wasn't so much what they had to say as how they lived their lives that really intrigued me. And the second part of how this book came about is that I really wanted to look at the qualities of higher consciousness or self-actualization. Maslow was a very profound teacher in my life. In fact, he died the very same day, on the 14th of June, 1970, that I received my doctorate.
Wow.
And I often felt that a baton was passed on, that he had sort of said, this is what it is, now you explain it to all the cab drivers and the pizza delivery boys.
Right.
Because that's kind of what I did when I was growing up.
Yes.
And so I took the qualities of higher consciousness or self-actualization that Maslow spoke about, and I took 60 of the most profound teachers, and I put them together and decided to write an essay a day for 60 days. I call this 60 Days to Enlightenment. Read an essay a day for 60 days on 60 of the greatest teachers.